Grace and peace to you, in the name of the one who comes in love. Why are you doing this? It is a question of motivation and intention, of vision and mission. It is a question that illuminates meaning and purpose. Why? Why this and not that? Why did you choose this vocational path and not that one? Why are you going to this school and not that one? Why did you choose to live here and not there? Why did you choose to stay in this relationship or in this place? Why? Why are you doing this? It is also a question that is always present in this reading for Passion or Palm Sunday. To me, it often sticks out at this beginning of the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Today begins one of the most mysterious, most meaningful weeks of the Christian tradition. Here, the one whose name we bear enters this sacred center, this sacred city, experiencing the utter praise of crowds. It begins exultant. Even the trees participate in the praise, palms waving their worship in the hands of those who shout, "Blessed." But before this even happens, the disciples are asked to prepare the way, to find the sacred props by which this drama will unfold, and by which it has such deep meaning. A humble colt, not a golden chariot, will carry this now exalted one through the crowd. And amidst this preparation, the disciples are confronted with this question. Why are you doing this? What an essential question for the week that lies ahead. What a question that will confront all of them, including the passionate one, in the most testing moments of their lives. Why? Why have you followed this one? Why are you choosing and willing to die? Why, oh why, God, have you forsaken me? I think certain questions of why have not been far from our collective conscience these past weeks. Why did you take the lives of innocent people on account of your own or your own troubled anger? Why this massage parlor? Why this grocery store? Why did this happen to me or to her? Why is this happening at all? What sense does any of this make? Behind the questions are a grasping for meaning, a way to grasp at the chaotic and the senseless, the grief and the anger. Why? I think it is true that the question has been asked and answered by those across the counter, or the aisle, or the grocery store. Why did you hide your coworker and not yourself? Why did you rush in to respond and protect at risk to your own life? Why do you keep advocating? Why are you doing this? It says the question does not belong to pain alone. It also profoundly shapes the giving of ourselves, even our very lives, the heroic actions made in the daily. Over the weekend, a dear friends and I gathered over Zoom, and during the discussion, one of the most recent books of the Episcopal priest and Christian mystic, Cynthia Bourgault, came up. One of my friends shared a quote from the book, which is this. There's an old piece of Hasidic folklore that claims that our world, at any point in time, is held in its planetary orbit by 36 conscious human beings. They don't know each other, and they don't even know they're among the 36. But the quality of their work rising like incense into the Earth's atmosphere, creates around our fragile planet a sturdy bandwidth of protection, blessing, and guidance. The quote for me touches on intention, the tale of awake and unknown human beings who hold the world and who act in it with grounded purpose and meaning. They hold before them the question of why. In hearts, minds, and spirits, they hold and vision to protect, to bless, to guide. By this intention, according to the tale, the world is sustained. This same kind of intention, rather than passive resignation or giving up, threads through the dirge without music by the early 20th century American poet Edna St. Vincent Millay. The poem goes like this. I am not resigned to the shutting away of loving hearts in the hard ground. So it is and so it will be, for so it has been, time out of mind. Into the darkness they go, the wise and the lovely. Crowned with lilies and with laurel they go. But I am not resigned. Lovers and thinkers, into the earth with you. Be one with the doll, the indiscriminate dust. A fragment of what you felt, of what you knew, a formula, a phrase remains. But the best is lost. The answers quick and keen, the honest look, the laughter, the love. They are gone to feed the roses. Elegant and curled is the blossom. Fragrant is the blossom. I know, but I do not approve. More precious was the light in your eyes than all the roses in the world. Down, down, down into the darkness of the grave, gently they go, the beautiful, the tender, the kind. Quietly they go, the intelligent, the witty, the brave. I know, but I do not approve, and I am not resigned. If we become inured against the question of why, if we stop asking it, wrestling mighty with and against it, it seems we begin to lose our humanity. Resignation sets in. And so it is that this is the question that begins Holy Week. The question was alive for the triumphant one, the Christ, who entered Jerusalem. Why are you doing this? He was not resigned to the powers of empire. He was not resigned to self-centeredness or competitive self-promotion and saving oneself at the expense of others, or killing others on account of one's own internal battles. We enter this week the journey and intention that was his and ours, the demand and darkness of giving one's life for others, this greatest kind of love. The intention would demand everything from him, including profound moments of doubt and darkness. His intention of why shaken. We follow Christ into the darkness, holding the question in front of us. Why are you doing this? And holding before us the deep intention of the greatest and most difficult kind of love. Strengthen us. O God, great source of profound love for the journey. Amen. We now begin the blessing of the palms.